Happy Thursday out there, Team 42. It's your skipper here, Darius Dell, to present our macro minute for Thursday, March 19th, 2026. Hope everyone's having a great week. So I'm joining you guys live from Houston down here in Texas, and just wanted to give a shout out to my favorite Mag 7 company. I was invited to present at a private corporate executives event, a Fortune 500 executives event down here. And obviously it's confidential, so I can't share any details. But the one thing I will say is the world is not at all prepared for how powerful AI is. I think we're going to be very right, almost too right, on our jobless recovery thesis, not just with respect to the US economy, but with respect to the global economy. The capabilities that I witnessed, was privileged to witness yesterday for AI are well beyond what the median investor and the median executive realizes is capable of today. I'm not talking about tomorrow's AI. Today's AI is significantly more advanced than I think the average, the median investor and the median corporate executive realizes. So this is going to be big for society. I guarantee you, it's going to be a lot bigger for society than investors are realizing. And I'm not even entirely sure that it's not going to be really big for the markets in a negative way in terms of the impact on the labor markets around the world. But we'll see. You know, that's a bridge we got to cross when we get there. For now, today's bridge is our executive summary from today's Leadoff Morning Note. So let's just dive right in. And before I dive right in, I will also say this is probably the most information I've ever analyzed in one morning in my near two-decade career on Global Wall Street. So if you like to nerd it out and you want to get a real deep dive into how, you know, the best institutional investors around the world think about, you know, measuring and mapping the evolving distribution of probable economic policy and market outcomes, then boy, oh boy, you're going to enjoy today's macro minute. If you're not a nerd and you don't like that stuff, then boy, oh boy, you're going to love Kissing Dr. Mo, because they simplify everything in actionable signals, you know, for even, you know, what we're going to talk about later for even eighth graders to understand. So without further delay, let's just get into it. Today's key macro question is, will central banks look through the global energy supply shock? Our answer is yes for now, but marginally hawkish for guidance from the Fed, Bank of Japan, Bank of England, and European Central Bank signal investors who have yet to lower their gross and tighten their net exposures will not be bailed out by central banks should the global energy supply shock continue to devolve. Here are the most important things we learned today regarding the six key macro cycles that influence the momentum and dispersion within and across asset markets on a trend basis, starting with the growth cycle. Median FOMC member positively revised their 2026, 2027, 2028, and longer run real GDP estimate. The median FOMC member positively revised their 2027 unemployment rate forecast, which signals a boost in productivity growth in the context of the positive revision of real GDP in the same year. Looking to economic data, the strong positive impulse in factory orders to well above trend 3-month annualized rate in January supported our paradigm C theme. Initial and continuing jobless claims currently signal a low probability of a developing recession in the U.S. economy. The 42 macro business cycle model currently signals a low probability of a developing recession in the U.S. economy as well. Elsewhere, double-digit percentage declines in total headcount from two internationally relevant companies supported our jobless recovery thesis. HSBC Holdings is contemplating substantial workforce reductions across a multi-year time horizon as Chief Executive Officer Georges Elderhary accelerates an AI-driven transformation aimed at compressing middle and back office functions. Roles without direct client engagement within global service hubs are expected to bear the brunt of restructuring, with approximately 20,000 positions, or roughly 10% of total employees, at risk of elimination. The contemplated downsizing initiative is projected to deliver a 5 to 6% reduction in annualized group expenses and is being developed as part of a 3 to 5 year strategic roadmap. Crypto.com announced a workforce reduction of roughly 12% as the digital asset platform recalibrates its operating model to align with accelerating AI capabilities and crypto market conditions. The Singapore-based exchange stated on Thursday that broad AI integration across its operations enables lower staffing requirements, translating to about 180 employees. Per Chief Executive Officer Chris Marzalek, companies that do not make this pivot immediately will fail. Companies that move immediately and pair the best AI tools with top performers will achieve a level of scale and precision that was previously thought to be impossible. This is where we must go. Looking abroad, Japan's industrial production and machine orders data, January industrial production and machine orders data, did not support our outlook for firming growth, but the positive revision to the BOJ's growth forecast did. The UK's January jobs report did not support our outlook for moderating growth. Transition to the inflation cycle. The median FOMC member positively revised their 2026 and 2027 headline PCE deflator forecasts. The median FOMC member positively revised their 2026 and 2027 core PCE deflator forecasts as well. Sticky inflation is complicating the near-term policy outlook amid a multi-year trend of widening dispersion among estimates of the neutral rate by FOMC members. Notably, neither the maximum nor minimum estimate of the neutral rate changed despite the March 2026 summary of economic projections, incrementally supporting our structural uptrend in productivity growth thesis and sticky inflation theme. It is worth noting that long-term inflation expectations are well anchored relative to the 2021-2022 inflation episode. The five-year inflation swap rate has declined 13 basis points since peaking in late January, which is evidence of the hawkish impact that the nomination of Kevin Warsh has had on financial markets. Elsewhere, the strong positive impulses in headline PPI, core PPI, and services PPI, and the weak positive impulse in core PPE ex trade services to respective well above trend 3-month SARs in February supported our sticky inflation theme. Worse, these elevated levels predate the energy supply shock in March. Looking abroad, the UK's January jobs report supported our outlook for slowing inflation. Shifting to the monetary policy cycle, yes, this is a two-page executive summary. Apologies for that. But again, the data doesn't sleep, and the markets certainly don't sleep. So you can sleep on either the data and the markets, but I guarantee your portfolio won't be sleeping. It's going to be having nightmares if you do, or unless you pay someone to do this for you. In terms of monetary policy cycle, the positive revisions to real GDP, unemployment rate, headline PCE, and core PCE deflator forecasts of the Fed's March 2026 summary of economic projections were incrementally supportive of our paradigm C theme, our structural uptrend in productivity growth thesis, our jobless recovery thesis, and our sticky inflation theme. Real quick, for those who may not be unfamiliar with what paradigm C means, paradigm C is the grow phase of the cut, grow, print sequence required to address the geopolitically driven supply-demand imbalance of the treasury bond market, which has been our core research view since the summer of 2023. I've officially lost count on how many times I've front-run the Fed to developing an accurate understanding of economic dynamics and policy responses throughout my career. Note, one person outperforming the politicized FOMC is not good for America. Getting back into the data, the median FOMC member left their 2026, 2027, 2028 policy rate forecasts unchanged and increased their estimate of the neutral rate, which signals the politicized Powell Fed generally views the positive productivity shock as increasing R-star, which is the exact opposite view posited by Fed Chair nominee Kevin Warsh and Fed Governor Stephen Moran. Relative to history, Jerome Powell remaining on the FOMC beyond the expiration of his term as Fed Chair is indeed a politicized decision, albeit one designed to counter a hyper-politicized attack on the institution's perceived independence, which we've long argued will be eroded in this fourth turning. Reminder, the Powell Fed's historic monetary policy errors were and are a key contributor to the K-shaped economy crisis and the nationwide affordability crisis underpinning it. Reminder, the federal government accumulated nearly $6 trillion in deficits during the 2020 and 2021, and the Powell Fed monetized nearly 60% of that $6 trillion of deficit accumulation. Reminder, the Powell Fed was performing quantitative easing with reported CPI greater than 8% in April of 2022 and reported GDP of greater than 4% in the first quarter of 2022, data in hand. 8% inflation, 4% real GDP growth, data in hand. The Fed refrained from making even minor adjustments to its policy rate corridor scheme, signaling FOMC members are comfortable with the new marginally hawkish liquidity regime in the $13 trillion repo market. Slowing down the pace of reserve management purchases will be on the table if the energy supply shock persists. The Fed's current restrictive policy setting is one rate cut away from neutral, according to our OIS market implied estimate. All told, as predicted in late 2021, short-term and long-term interest rates in the U.S. are making higher highs and higher lows on a secular basis. Looking abroad, in the Eurozone, the ECB's decision to leave its policy rates unchanged is consistent with our outlook for stable at target inflation. The Q4 labor cost data supported our outlook as well. In Japan, the BOJ's decision to leave policy rates unchanged and the positive revision to its inflation forecast is consistent with our outlook for accelerating inflation. The Bank of Japan positively revised its headline CPI forecast for the next fiscal year. The Bank of Japan positively revised its core CPI forecast for the current, next, and subsequent fiscal year. And the Bank of Japan positively revised its real GDP growth forecast for the current and next fiscal year, and negatively revised its real GDP growth forecast for the subsequent fiscal year. In the UK, the Bank of England's decision to leave policy rates unchanged is consistent with our outlook for persistent above-target inflation. Transitioning to the fiscal policy cycle, the January Treasury International Capital Tick data supported our geopolitically driven supply-demand imbalance of the Treasury bond market thesis and signaled a widening divergence between foreign demand for Treasury coupons, which peaked in November of 2025, and foreign demand for U.S. corporate stocks and bonds, which is at all-time highs. Nothing actionable with respect to our Bayesian priors in the liquidity and positioning cycles. Continue reviewing to learn whether our institutional-grade quantitative risk management overlays, KISS and Dr. Mo, are evolving their signals in response to these or anticipated fundamental dynamics, which, by the way, for those maybe unfamiliar or new to 42 Macro Research, we don't use any of this top flight macroeconomic forecasting and now casting insight to help our clients and myself, because I use KISS to manage my entire liquid net worth, to manage risk in global financial markets. All of the pivots that we make from an asset allocation and portfolio construction perspective run through the lens of our systematic, quantitative KISS and Dr. Mo strategies, which are much better at timing financial market risk in terms of increasing and reducing, or increasing, reducing exposure across the various asset classes and factors, much better than I would ever be trying to tie, piece together this massive puzzle, which continues to expand in the context of the widening, historically wide distribution of probable economic policy and market outcomes in this fourth turning. So I've been saying this for years. If you think you can trade your way through a fourth turning poly crisis with all the wacky things that are happening from a growth, inflation, monetary policy, fiscal policy, liquidity, positioning perspective, then you have a tremendous amount of hubris, and your portfolio is probably not going to be very kind to you for having such a high degree of hubris. So transitioning to our 42 Macro dashboard, boy, this warmed my heart this morning, and I'm sure it'll warm yours as well if you're a human being and or generally supportive of creating great outcomes for ordinary folks like I am, which is why we started this firm. I'll just stop up and read. It says, your teaching is impacting my classroom in a major way. Top three finish. Hello, DD. I'm an eighth grade business teacher at a public school here in Little Rock, Arkansas. And I'll be honest, I thought I understood investing. The reality is I didn't. I was making a little money simply because the market was rising, but I wasn't truly managing risk or maximizing returns. I followed you for years, but pride had me around the throat, SMH. One day in September, I heard you say, no matter if you miss the gold run or not, it's never too late to get on the right side of market risk. I finally decided to stop dating macro and finally made a commitment. I think he said stop dating 42 macro and finally made a commitment. I have now been a subscriber for about 8 months, and the difference has been significant. I have had more consistent success, far less stress, and more time to focus on what I love most, teaching my students. Let me say this again. I finally decided to stop dating 42 Macro and finally made the commitment. I've now been a subscriber for about 8 months, and the difference has been significant. I've had more consistent success, far less stress, and more time to focus on what I love most, which is teaching my students. In the classroom, we actively follow the market and participate in our state's stock market game. They get $100,000 to trade real time. We also watch and discuss your YouTube videos almost daily. Your principles have made such an impact that one of my student teams placed third out of 718 teams last semester and earned the superintendent's citation award. I guarantee you the team would have won on a risk-adjusted basis. You can win with taking a maximum amount of risk, but obviously you have to respect the fact that markets are bimodal or two-sided with respect to distribution. So you can go buy the highest beta asset, and if it goes up, you'll win any account or any competition on any short-term time horizon, but certainly not on a risk-adjusted basis, and certainly not in a drawdown, which is what we are currently experiencing. Who knows when this ends? So getting back into this message, says your message has truly stuck with them. On down market days, students stop by my room saying, leave your emotions at the door and wait for the text, LOL. They're learning early that investors must stay disciplined and follow the plan. Today, after the Fed announcement, one even left a note on my door that read, leave the emotions at home and wait for the text, LOL. That kind of mindset shift is powerful, not just for investing, but for life. My wife and I are both educators, and thanks in part to what we've learned from you, we have far greater peace and confidence in our financial approach. What you are doing is making a real difference, even all the way down here in a middle school classroom. Please stay encouraged and keep going. You're impacting more people than you probably realize. So I don't have much to say after that. If you don't get it after reading that, then you're never going to get it. And I'm totally fine with that. I've said this on many occasions. We can't help everybody. We're not going to be able to save everybody from themselves. Some people can't control their emotions. Some people, they don't want to be improve their investing habits. They are comfortable with the myriad of cognitive biases, common behavior heuristics that prevent investors from achieving their strategic investments. There's, based on our, trending attrition rate, that's roughly about 3.5 to 4% of investors out there. But for the 96 to 96.5% of investors out there that want to improve their investing habits, that want significantly better results from a portfolio perspective, that want significantly lower stress, that want more time to do what they love, more time to spend with their family, more time to exercise, more time to take care of their families and their communities, then 42 Macro is the community for you. So we'll wrap it up there. Darius Dell here, presenting our Macro Minute for Thursday, March 19th, 2026. I'm going to be offline traveling back from Houston tomorrow. We'll catch you guys back here on Monday. Everyone have a wonderful weekend. Cheers.
Disclaimer, 42 Macro does not provide, and no portion of our content purports to be, individualized or specific investment advice. And 42 Macro does not provide investment advice to individuals. All information provided by 42 Macro is general in nature and is made without regard to individual levels of sophistication or investment experience, investment preferences, objectives, or risk parameters, and without regard to the suitability of the content for individuals or entities who may access it. No information provided by 42 Macro should be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any security or investment vehicle, nor should it be construed as tailored or specific to you or consumer thereof. You understand and agree that our content does not constitute specific recommendations of any particular investment, security, portfolio, transaction, or strategy, nor does it recommend any specific course of action is suitable for any specific person or entity or group of persons or entities. At any point in time, the employees of 42 Macro may own a portion of or all the ETF securities discussed in 42 Macro Research content. 42 Macro Research content is based upon information from sources believed to be reliable. 42 Macro is not responsible for errors, inaccuracies, or omissions of information, nor is it responsible for the accuracy or authenticity of the information upon which it relies.